Well, Rory, all in all, a pulsating match. Give us your assessment of it.
What the players give, considering we were unbalanced and we've had to make kind of three changes their team, and what the players give and quality, commitment, effort, like unbelievably proud of them, and I think they deserved a bit better tonight, and gutted to be honest that we haven't held on and picked up 3 points. Three minutes went up on the board and we've played 50 and a half minutes in the second half, and tell me I'm wrong, but I think if the opposition are 3-2 up, then I'm not sure we go to 50 and a half minutes. But listen, that's part and parcel when you come to places like this, and we have to deal with it, and the players are absolutely heartbroken in there, in fairness, and our second half performance, we've had to change it a couple of times in the game, particularly midway through the first half, and both started to get on top, and then we get in a half time regrouped, and our second half performance was absolutely brilliant, and the ambition and the drive from the players was second to none, and I'm gutted for the players more so than anything. And I think we've come a fair distance when our players are devastated getting a point in Daly Mount Park against a really good Bowes team.
You're saying it was a really good Bowes team, and you said you were on balance, Rory, but as you were just saying, your players were very competitive and all around the pitch, and as you said, it's you're disappointed with the draw.
Aye, heartbroken, especially when it goes to that late in the game, and in fairness to George, it's an unbelievable goal, but we've gone to 50 and a half minutes and whatever, but heartbroken for the players first and foremost. They're gutted, but if we go and pick up 3 points on Friday, which will be a very, very tough game, then we might look at tonight's result as a decent point, but at this minute in time, it's gut-wrenching.
I seen you remonstrating with match referee Rob Harvey at the end of the game. Did he give you an explanation why he added on the extra 2.5 minutes, or did he say I'm just dismissing you out of hand?
No, he says that we scored an injury time and he added a minute on for that, and then Kieran Harkin went down and we got another minute for that. But like, if that was a minute, then, but we've gone to 50, it's 50 and a half minutes by the time it's blown up. Listen, I'm not sure if we were trailing, if it goes to 50 and a half minutes, personally.
And talk us through one of the wonder strikes of the night. Jimmy McGonigal fired it on the top corner. A beautiful goal, really, and he's got that all around him.
That's the types of goals he gets. Incredible striker of a football, and especially coming in off that left-hand side. That's the area, and he caused major problems in the first half an hour of the second half, and I think he tired because Jimmy hasn't had a pre-season. And he got tired, so we had to move him centrally and juggle things about. And Will Fitzgerald's impact in the second goal is incredible as well. So, three goals out of the top drawer, and just devastated that we were not going down or back up the road with 3 points.